This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the show. 1-800-259-9231. And it's a little strange because this is the only night during the week we do the show six nights a week. Now, all of a sudden, we had a recent phone number change to a different number. Now we're back to the original number for this one night. So if this throws you guys for a loop, excuse me, 800-259-9231 is the number for you tonight. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Yes, we are here live, the Saturday night edition, here until 10 o'clock Eastern time, as we do it every, again, six nights a week, Monday through Saturday. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got archives, the last 6 days of the show, as a matter of fact, fully archived and described, right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in, there's no membership fee, and it is totally on the house. You just go and get them. In fact, if you scroll down past day six, you'll find a link to our friends at downloadradio.org. And on that site, you'll find literally months worth of the show. All of it for free. FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
So, as always, anything goes, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, or whatever's on your mind. If you make the call, 1-800-259-9231. You can, of course, email the show. And we've got a few good emails in the box tonight, which we might be able to get to, man, which if we get a chance. But I wanted to start out, since we got our start on WXNT in Indianapolis last week, during the week, somebody sent me an article about something going on in the state of Indiana. And so I thought, I'll hold that. Hold that for Saturday night.
The special Indiana story.
Indeed. So here you go. this one is amazing. Legislation has been introduced in the Indiana legislature that would prohibit gays, lesbians, and single people in Indiana from using medical science to assist them in having a child.
Gays?
No, I didn't say assist them in dying. That's a whole other controversy, and we haven't touched on that yet. That's what the Supreme Court's looking at as to whether or not states can be involved and states can allow their people to kill themselves with medical help. This is people that want to have medical help to have a child. So again, gay people, lesbians, and single people are now possibly going to be prevented by law. Here's what's happening. The bill has the support of Senator Patricia Miller, the chair of the Health Finance Commission.
Senator Patricia Miller is an idiot. I just want to make that clear. She's stupid. What's she going to have happening here? She's going to destroy the sanctity of marriage. Because what you're going to be having happening is lesbians are going to marry men that they don't intend to have sex with and do not love in order
so they can have a kid.
To have a kid. Gay men are going to marry women that they don't intend to have sex with and they do not love in order to have kids.
And they won't have any trouble finding somebody that's willing to marry
them. Single people will get married to people that they wouldn't have gotten married to otherwise so that they can have kids.
Who's
this woman? One more time, I'd like to say her name.
Senator Patricia Miller.
Patricia Miller, you're an idiot. You're a freaking moron.
Miller says, let's see what she has to say for herself, that assisted pregnancy is totally... It's totally unregulated. Well, that must mean we should
crack
down. Ms.
Miller, please call in. Please call in and defend yourself, because this is horrible that you're doing this.
The bill,
I can't believe. You're as bad as the
local state. You haven't even heard
state,
any of it yet. You
the local state person here in Florida who wanted to put seatbelts on motorcycles. You want families broken up. You hate the sanctity of marriage.
Wait, seriously? Somebody wanted a seatbelt on motorcycles?
Yes.
I thought you were kidding about that.
Nope. It's an old, it's been a while, but it's just that stupid.
Okay, well, you want stupidity. Let's continue. Miller, the senator, says assisted pregnancy is totally unregulated. The bill would bar any doctor from assisting in a pregnancy through intrauterine insemination, donation of an egg, donation of an embryo, in vitro fertilization, and transfer of an embryo, and sperm injection without making a number of determinations about the suitability of the candidate first. So they're going to require doctors to go through a whole bunch of hoops before they can help somebody
because
have
Ms. Miller
a freaking baby.
Understands completely the suitability of every person, and she should write the rules.
Women seeking treatment would have to provide a certificate of satisfactory completion of an assessment required under the bill. Among the determining factors in a requirement is a requirement that the woman be married to a person of the opposite sex.
Is this what we've come to, really, in this country, where politicians can say, you know, who can have a baby and who can't?
The assessment would contain a description of the family lifestyle and automatically exclude lesbians. Women would also have to provide proof that they have participated in faith-based or church activities. So,
nice.
Not only...
You've got to be a Christian
right.
married person in order to get...
You have to have a real marriage, a real Christian marriage. In fact, you have to have evidence that you've been participating in religious-based activities.
You know,
what sort of insanity
somebody should take
is
a
this?
Somebody should take a copy of the Constitution and tack it to this lady's forehead. Somebody should take a push pin with the Constitution and right into her forehead. Dig into the bone, too. I can't believe she's done that.
You know, I've heard from some of our listeners, they've told us that Indiana's becoming more libertarian, but doesn't sound like it.
Sure doesn't sound like it to me.
This kind of crap's
like
going on.
Ms. Miller would, wants very much to turn it into a theocracy. Where only Christians can have children.
Now, again, just to be fair, the legislation has simply been introduced. It hasn't been
the passed. Fact that she would introduce it means that she should be stripped of her elected office.
Well, a judge could not establish parentage of a child born through assisted reproduction without the assessment certificate and a separate certificate from the physician involved. Courts would be prohibited from granting a petition to establish parentage if the parents have been convicted of crimes such as murder, reckless homicide, neglect, neglect of a dependent.
So you can't have kids now if you've had these crimes, too?
That's correct. Planned Parenthood of Indiana President so-and-so calls it chilling and a government intrusion onto a person's private life. No doubt about it. The Health Finance Commission will vote coming up in about 2 more weeks onto whether or not recommend this legislation to the full General Assembly. So,
let's hope they come to their senses.
Boy, I sure hope so. And again, if you're in Indianapolis, you want to comment on this. I don't know. I don't know anything about Indianapolis politics, although the woman, again, in question here...
Ms. Miller's an idiot.
Senator Patricia Miller, if you know of some of her other antics, because if she's doing this sort of thing, then she's definitely been up to some other good Nick kind of stuff.
She likes to play with people's freedoms. She just thinks that she's allowed to do that.
She wants to have...
She believes that because she was elected by a majority of the people, that she therefore represents a majority of the people and should be able to tell a minority of the people what to do.
Or to not do.
You know what
things.
She should do, actually, is take all the gay people and all the non-Christian people, take their property away and give it to the Christians.
Personally, I'd just rather see her blow
and
her brains out.
And shoot them in the street. She should shoot the gay people in the street.
You're being a little silly, obviously.
No, the woman is evil.
She would like it. She would like that to happen.
She's evil.
She wouldn't come out and say it.
I can't believe she can sleep at night. I don't know. I can't believe it.
And regardless of how
she would pass legislation against people
to
have kids.
You can feel however you want to about gay people.
Absolutely.
You can feel however you want to.
It's kind of gross.
Yeah, and it's not my thing. But you can feel how you want to about it. You can like what they do and not pay it. You can just ignore them as well. But the last thing you can do in a so-called free country is tell them how they can live their lives. Is tell them, oh, no. You like it that way? Well, you can't have children. How dare you be different? How dare you step away from the norm? How dare you break the status quo and try to live life in the way that you feel it should be lived?
Clearly, you're so messed up, you're going to scar kids for life. No, you can't love them as well as someone else can. You can't love them as well as the good heterosexual people can.
Like those heterosexual people that beat their kids
and starve their kids. Sleeping in the trailers.
And lock them in a closet and lock them in cages.
I'm not saying that all heterosexual people are like that.
But
certainly not.
They've done it. We've seen the stories. They're for real. There's some sick, sick heterosexuals out there. Oh, don't forget about the religious requirement. God knows. I mean, whoa. We can't let kids be raised by anybody who's not a Christian in this country, because that might warp some minds. Your thoughts, 1-800-259-5790, that's a different number tonight, 800-259-9231. We're playing phone tag, but we want to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live.
Sometimes getting older can be a real pain in the back. Lower back aches, sciatic nerve pain, or that knife in the back feeling is something many of us have learned to suffer through. But now, we don't have to. This sacro wedgie uses the same principle used by chiropractors and osteopaths to correct the alignment of the spine by supporting the sacrum and letting gravity do the rest. Simply lie on your back with the sacro wedgie under your sacrum and relax for about 20 minutes. You can actually feel many of these aches and pains just go away. Use the sacro wedgie regularly and many of these problems just don't come back. Get your sacro wedgie today for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and ask about the neck support for perfect spinal alignment too. Yeah, getting old is a pain, but it doesn't have to hurt. Get your sacro wedgie today and specify whether it's for a man or a woman. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. And give yourself a wedgie.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the show, 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes, from the political to the personal. The Saturday Night Edition. We're here live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We will send you an update whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. If you're on the updates list, that is, and over 500 of you are. So you might want to get involved in that because it's totally free, like everything else is at freetalklive.com. Again, you can go straight to updates.freetalklive.com to sign up, and it is updates.freetalklive.com. So we're talking, since we're on in Indianapolis on Saturday nights, I was holding over a story, and because I was holding it from midweek, something has happened since then. So I did a quick Google search during the break, because what we were talking about was apparently in the great state of Indiana, there's a particular senator named Patricia Miller who had announced that Well, she'd announced, proposed legislation that would heavily regulate the use of medically assisted pregnancies, in that she didn't want to allow lesbians, gay men, she did not want to allow single people, people who were not going to church. She did not want to allow any of these people to have any sort of medically assisted pregnancy. By law.
Why didn't one of her aides keep her from stepping in front of this bus? Is what I gotta wonder. Like, because clearly she's retracted everything.
She has retracted. Yeah. She announced Wednesday morning she was pulling from consideration a bill that would do just that. And she's explaining her decision to drop the law. She stated, quote, "The issue's become more complex than anticipated and will be withdrawn from consideration by the Health Finance Committee." Isn't that a nice way to dodge everything? Oh, it's just more, it's a little too complex. We're just going to put it down. Don't talk about it anymore. This never happened. It's complex now. What became complex, Ms. Miller, was that people heard about your little plot.
Hatred.
And, your unabashed hatred of other people that aren't exactly like you. And they started talking about it, and it started getting news coverage, and then eventually things started heating up for you, most likely. I would expect maybe the phone lines there heated up a little bit at your office, that sort of thing. That's what got complex. Not to mention the fact that it might have been a little bit complex trying to figure out exactly how they were going to implement this little program of just basically controlling who can and who can't get pregnant in this world.
Hard to figure out who they're going to shove in the gas chambers first.
Maybe she came to the realization that if they did pass this law, like you were saying, Manwich, if you want to ban lesbians from having kids, they'll just go and marry a guy. One of the ladies will go and get married to a dude, and then if you have some sort of silly little religious requirement, they'll go pretend to go to church and get some
Depends
fake
on how
evidence.
Bad they want to have a kid, you
These
know?
These people do want to have kids.
Absolutely.
And as far as what I've seen in my experience, they do just as good of a job as anybody else at raising kids.
You know, if we have a criminal system for people that do a very poor job of raising kids, that's it. That's what you've got it for,
right.
A criminal system.
If you neglect kids, if you lock them in closets, if you abuse them, if you beat them, you deserve to be prosecuted.
Whether
it shouldn't matter how
gay or straight or lesbian or Christian or Hindu or whatever. That, if you abuse kids, then you deserve to go to jail. And in my mind, politicians that introduce laws that are centered around hate deserve to lose their jobs, Ms. Miller.
Absolutely. Well,
you ought to be ashamed of yourself. There ought to be a public apology coming with this. I'm sorry.
She's not bothering with that.
No, absolutely.
Why
not.
Should she? It would just draw more attention to her and make her look more like a human being. 1-800-259-9231 if you've got comments. Continuing, I guess, on this puritanical streak, a few weeks back we talked about the FBI's new mission. Yes, they're on a new mission straight from the Attorney General himself. Straight from George Bush and the Attorney General. This new mission...
This is the Gonzales
Attorney General? Yes, Attorney General Gonzales. Again, we don't focus on the personalities too often, but you should know who's behind this one, because it's amazing. Their mission, yes, it's to track down all of the terrorists. It is to put an end to violence in the world. No, wait, no. No, it's none of those things. It's actually to bust porn sites.
Porn sites?
There's actually a new FBI porn squad that they've created. And
why porn sites? Why not porn magazines?
Porn magazine sites, video producers, I was just being...
Are they going to go after the hotels that show porn?
I don't know about
that. Because I think that you can see dirty movies at the Hyatt, the Marriott.
I think that what's going to happen is they're just going to go after the producers, the people doing the filming, doing the production.
Go after people that don't support our campaigns.
Right. Plus, they don't have as much money as the hotel chains either.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phones, though. We'll get back into this. Let's go to Bungie in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Amanwich. Hello, Bungie.
Hey, guys. First time I've heard your show. I happen to be driving to San Marcos and just happened to catch the conversation, which I find pretty interesting.
Well,
and,
we're glad you're there, Bungie. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I had a couple of questions. Surely you guys don't... you're not saying that there should be no laws, correct?
Well...
Who said that?
We didn't say that.
Right.
I'm not a big fan of really laws personally, but if you want to have some basic laws against violence and hurting other people, I couldn't object to it.
Now, would you guys say that laws are conventional in nature, or would you say that there is another standard that we need to appeal to?
I don't understand the question.
Well, so there are some who would say that laws are based upon conventional wisdom, or an easier way to say that is just mob rules mentality, or or the most of us agree that it's wrong to hurt kids. Mm-hmm. Therefore, let's make a law.
It seems to me that since most people agree that certain things are wrong, those things are just considered wrong, period, because other people are harmed. It seems that most laws don't have anything to do with protecting people from harm. Instead, most laws seem to just protect certain industries, certain individuals, certain politicians, the government itself. It seems like most laws are just written by a bunch of men and women with agendas, political agendas.
I think you're confusing
what we would consider laws, like don't kill people and don't steal their stuff,
with the vast majority of laws that are passed every year. We have to first come to a conclusion about what is the correct standard for even passing a law. Instead of just running off and making a bunch of laws, I agree that there are a lot of laws that make no sense to me at all. But why don't they make sense to me?
I think we should focus on doing at this point is figuring out which laws we can get rid of first, because I think we have plenty of laws. Would you agree, Bungie?
Well, first of all, the line of questioning that I'm going down is trying to come to a conclusion about which, the result of the conclusion of my first question will determine which laws ought to go and which ones shouldn't go.
So I think you can make your laws as long as you don't violate people's natural rights.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But how do we come to... So now you've pointed to...
Natural law. Jonathan Smith. The Constitution of the United States.
Okay, so
Bill of Rights.
What justifies natural law now?
The things that people wouldn't want done to themselves. Golden rule type stuff. It's simple, man.
So that's conventional wisdom.
Okay, sure, I guess.
Now, that's the same kind of wisdom that brought Hitler into power.
What? How so? Well, let's be clear that I don't know about conventional wisdom, how that got how that got us into World War I to create the situation where Hitler could get into power.
Thank you for that.
I mean, let's be clear. I don't think conventional wisdom brought income taxes around so that we could take property from people, because that's violations of their rights.
No, you're right, but that's not what I'm talking about.
It's all wrapped up together, my friend.
Bungie, I want you to read.
Bungie, if you can stick a gun in my face and take my tax dollars, then you can go ahead and do whatever you want with them, including bringing Hitler to power.
Well, law is an interesting subject. I know you got more to say, Bungie, so hang on if you'd like. 800-259-50. New phone number, 800-259-9231. We'll get it right one of these days.
It's hard. We switch on the weekends.
That's why they pay us the big bucks. We're coming back. It is your show, Free Talk Live. The law. How many of them should we have? Any? This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take a charge.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free 1-800-259-9231. The Saturday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online where we've got live streaming for you. The broadband version of the show, the dial-up version, they're both there, and they're totally free. At freetalklive.com. So anything goes if you make the call. In the meantime, we go back to Bungie in Texas. Bungie, who was driving, apparently. You said you pulled over just so you could call and call into Free Talk Live, Bungie.
Yeah, hey, so if you follow my question here, I know you're trying to make a point.
I'm trying to figure out what your point is, so maybe you can clarify that.
Yeah, you bet, you bet. I'd love to. So the question came back down to, are laws to be based upon conventional wisdom or some standard outside of mankind?
I really don't think that we should have very many laws at all, personally. So I can't really answer your question too well, because I don't really like what those people that make laws are doing.
Your answer is pretty irrelevant to the question.
I don't see how your question has much relevance. Man, which I'll let you field this one.
Well, it actually has lots of relevance because there are laws. And there needs to be laws by your own admission.
I don't know if I agree with that, but okay. Manwich would agree.
So number one, there are laws. We all agree with that.
Why don't you make the point? Because I don't think you're going to get us to quite agree on that, okay?
You don't agree that there are laws?
I think there are words.
There's absolutely laws. Don't you make your point?
There are words that have been written down on paper by men and women. Sure.
Right.
I haven't agreed to them.
And we call them laws.
Well, right. I haven't agreed to follow them, but okay, go ahead.
Well, there's no point in being really ridiculous in this conversation. Hmm.
Okay.
So the point is, there are laws. Number two, we've all agreed that there needs to be at least some laws.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll live with a few of them, sure.
Yeah, I mean, there ought to be a law that says pervert men should not molest young children.
I agree.
We ought to have that law.
It seems clear to me that the law isn't stopping it, but okay, go ahead.
Now the question is this. Is that law a necessary thing because we all agree it is, or because there's a standard beyond the human race that has instilled that within our lives?
I would say that standard is natural law.
That standard is natural, and where does natural law come from?
Personally, I believe that there's a good force in the universe. I don't think everybody necessarily agrees with that, but there's many people that don't that believe that there is no God that agree with natural law.
Sure, I believe that the only...
But I don't need to know where it comes from to know that it's right.
Well, again, I mean, it's either right because we all say it's right, or it's right because a creator...
How about it's both of those? It's right because we all say it's right, and because our creator says so.
That is possible. That is possible. And the reason why that's possible is because we were designed by that creator to say that it's right.
But I'm an atheist, so how do I fit into all this?
Well, see, so the point is that you guys are talking about this law should not be passed.
Uh-huh.
And the bill that you're talking about, I haven't read the bill, so I can't tell you whether this particular bill ought to be passed or not. But what I am saying is that we have a bunch of people running around this country either trying to create laws or destroy laws.
Mm.
And what is their standard? What is their basis? Because if they say...
I don't know. I don't ask any of them that. I mean, you've asked us, and we know, we kind of have an idea of what you think, Bungie.
Don't you think that laws should apply evenly and fairly to people?
I don't think there is a standard amongst the lawmakers. I think the lawmakers do whatever's politically convenient for themselves. That's what their standard is.
Yeah, a lot of times that is correct.
Just about every time.
Bungie, thanks for the call, man. Hey, check us out online at freetalklive.com. I know you're driving around, and hopefully you'll find us online and call us again sometime. Thanks, dude.
Well, I would
see ya. 800-259-5791. We can't give you, you know,
he'd make a great talk show host.
1-800, he seems like a very smart gentleman. 1-800-259- I am so bad, Mailich.
No, you're not a bad guy. It's unfair to change a talk show host's telephone number in the one day out of the week.
Yeah, they changed. Unfair. They changed it last week, and now they've changed it back for this one night. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Just slap me, Mailich, if I do it again.
I'm not going to slap you.
Okay. And of course, you can talk about whatever you want. And since we're on kind of this Puritan topic, we had this law in Indiana that was proposed that would basically prevent single people, people who weren't religious, gay people, lesbians, from actually having some sort of medical assistance with having a baby.
Mm.
So here's some other Puritan-related stories. We talked about the FBI porn squad that they put together a couple weeks back. Well, they're already on the case. They are already harassing porn producers in this country. This one from Altadena, California, from the XBiz News.
You know, there's a problem with Bungie's theory.
Okay.
Because he was saying that laws are either A, brought to us by what the majority think is true, right, and good, or B, brought to us by a higher power. Well, the thing is that I don't agree with what the majority's view of the higher power is.
Mm.
So, really, it's only choice A. Because the majority says whatever, right?
It's not even the majority that passes laws, because that's not accurate either. In that only
the majority doesn't elect officials.
A minority of people elects the officials, and they are the ones that pass the laws. So really, the laws are influenced by like 25% of the populace. Everybody else just puts up with them,
yeah,
or ignores them. I think that's what happens for the most part. The lawmakers pass all the laws they want to, and of course, the people that ignore the law the most are the law. The laws, the lawmakers themselves, they don't care what they pass. It's the law-abiding citizens that are the ones that pay attention. The criminals sure don't care either. So
sure.
The lawmakers and the criminals, they just shrug their shoulders at all those new laws. Anyway, here's what is going on in the world of porn. The offices of Max Hardcore's Max World Entertainment were raided Wednesday under the so-called authority of the Child Exploitation and Obscenity section of the Justice Department. The FBI seized 5 video titles, including Pure Max number 16, the European version, Max Hardcore Fists of Fury number 3, Max Hardcore Extreme Schoolgirls, Golden Guzzlers, and Hardcore Golden Guzzlers.
God, why are you doing this to me?
Additionally, the FBI, I don't know what that means, man. The FBI seized all servers belonging to Hardcore with the purpose of copying and returning them. They took their internet servers, Douglas said. It's not yet known what other office items have been taken. By Thursday afternoon, the servers had been returned and the website was once again active. Mr. Hardcore, was not at present at the time. He has since released a statement.
There's a man named Mr. Hardcore?
Yes, his name is Max Hardcore.
Hmm.
Anyway, here's his statement. He says, once again, the government is wasting tax dollars and otherwise invaluable law enforcement resources to try and force a minority view of morality on all of America. 5 of my movies have been targeted by the Federal Prude Patrol. There's no indication of any crime to be alleged except obscenity, which, again, is such a nebulous so-called crime.
In case
you've never looked into obscenity and what it means to be obscene. I mean, we have to know these things being on the radio. It has a lot to do with
the general consensus of the public.
Yeah, community standards is how they put it. It is so nebulous. Community standards. What does that mean? I mean, right now we're on in 8 different markets. You're hearing this in all across the country. And, of course, we're on the internet as well, at freetalklive.com.
So there's people listening all over the world.
So we're on in at least 8 different communities.
Yeah.
But then again, what does community mean in the first place? Is a community a given geographic area and all of the people inside it? Is a community the amount of people that are listening to the radio station?
Because it clearly is, because
obviously,
who could be offended otherwise?
Right. Obviously, there's 1.5 million people in Indianapolis, but only a fraction of the 1.5 million are listening to their radios at the moment, and only a percentage of that particular percentage is listening to WXNT, where we're doing this show. So, where's the community defined as? Can you be a member of the community if you're not listening to the content? If you're not actively seeking out Max Hardcore We'll come back and get into more of this. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, Saturday night edition, and that's the Saturday night phone number, by the way, for those of you who are wondering why we've changed back. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern, as always. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Go vote for the show. We've had hundreds of you go vote for us already this month, and thanks to them, thanks to those of you who've gone and voted, we are the number one podcast in the world over at podcastalley.com. And we'd like to continue being number one. So if you get to go vote, go on over to vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is an email address. It'll take you less than a minute. And it does big things for Free Talk Live. It brings us free press, for instance.
It does.
And not to mention all the listeners that come on board as a result of spotting us as the number one podcast.
So many people have called the show and said, hey, I was checking out podcastalley.com, and I started listening several weeks ago because you guys were in the top 10, or you guys were number one, or
which
whatever
right
reason.
Now. Vote.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Robert in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hello. Hi. First-time caller.
Well, that's okay. We're second time on your radio station, Robert, so good to have you here.
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys. What caught my interest is this bill that you mentioned about the senator from here in Indiana.
Yeah, crazy. Crazy.
Yeah. If I'm getting it right, I probably shouldn't even be born.
Now, why do you say that?
Both my parents are mentally ill.
Oh. That wasn't quite addressed in the bill, but I suppose if your mentally ill parents were not going to church, then this particular senator would have had a problem with it. because she wanted to mandate that people that wanted medical assistance with their birth would have to actually be churchgoers, basically.
Sounds communistic to me.
It sounds twisted and just bizarre. I don't know if communistic is the right word, but it certainly is disturbing.
So were you raised by your parents?
Yes, I'm a recovering mentally ill person myself, but I'm a consumer advocate and been involved in a lot of community affairs and stuff, and this caught my interest.
Indeed. Well, luckily, the woman behind it, Patricia Miller, mm-hmm. she has flushed the bill at this point because I can imagine there was a bit of an outcry over it. So, for the moment, it is sitting on the cutting room floor. However, there's no reason why she won't pick it up later down the line and try it again. You know, reword it a little bit to be a little more politically correct and then give it another shot. Anything else on your mind, sir?
Well, I just kind of recommend everyone to write their senator and congressman about it, and that way they keep it from getting what they're wanting in their own public affairs.
I still think that writing your senator and congressman can have some effect at a state level, so I think that's probably a worthwhile thing to do. It's more effective at a state level than it is at the federal level, for certain.
That's for certain.
Thanks for the call. Robert calls again sometime, man. 800-259-9231. We go to Kevin, listening on WXNT. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Excellent,
hey.
Sir.
I am also in Indianapolis. Just turned on my radio, and there you were.
Here I was. We are, and there you are. What's on your mind, Kevin?
Hey, Senator Miller, I live in her district.
Oh, so sorry.
I am sure that she found out within 48 hours of proposing that legislation that she wasn't going to win her Republican primary next time around if she persisted in this.
Hmm. Now, how would one of her staffers allow this nonsense to go on? I mean,
I have no idea. This came out of left field. I mean,
maybe they're all drunk.
She's a pretty, you know, pretty well thought of legislator most of
right?
the time. But this was just out of left field.
I have to say, I mean, with this kind of thinking, I was wondering what other shenanigans she's been up to. You say she's otherwise decent?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I don't know, man.
Don't know what to make of it, but I think she realized pretty quick that she had absolutely no support from her constituents. And
yeah, it only took her about 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
And then she dropped it like it was a hot iron.
Yeah.
See you later.
All righty.
Hey, Kevin, so is this your first time listening to Free Talk Live?
Yes.
Well, very good.
I had never heard of you guys before.
Not a shock, because this is only our second weekend on WXNT, so.
Right. I do listen to them a lot.
Excellent. How do you feel about Michael Savage during the week?
He's fun to listen. Well, sometimes he gets a little bit overheated.
Yeah. We've got him targeted, Kevin, so you look out, because we might get Free Talk Live on there 6 nights a week instead of just old Saturday nights. Thanks for checking in, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. By the way, the FBI porn squad wasn't satisfied with just going after Max Hardcore. They've also gone after an erotic online stories host, Red Rose Stories, announced on its site Friday.
They just tell dirty stories? They don't even show pictures?
Yeah, no pictures.
Oh, my God.
The FBI had forced it to shut down. According to a posting on the site's main page, they're facing obscenity charges for posting stories that allegedly involve bestiality, water sports, scat, bondage, and domination, and more and more. You know, very
yucky, yucky stuff.
Very bizarre. I mean, definitely a niche, sexual, freaky stuff. But it's stories. I mean, it's not even pictures. It's not even motion pictures. People have to use their imaginations with this kind of stuff.
And they could use their imaginations with or without that stuff, just so you know.
Yes, they could. But anyway, apparently the FBI has gone after them, and like they did with the other company, you know, they went and they raided their offices, and they went and they confiscated their servers. Now, again, it doesn't matter to me how you feel about porn. You can think porn is the bane of humanity. You can think it is the worst thing to possibly come across the face of the earth. However, if you want to call yourself a freedom-loving American,
yeah,
you cannot legislate against it. You can't have the FBI porn squad going after these people because eventually they're going to find something that you like that they don't. Eventually, somebody's going to get in control of the government that's going to disagree with your hobbies, that's going to disagree with the things that you spend your time on, no matter how wholesome you think your life might be.
Yeah. What if the Amish got in charge? They'd outlaw cars.
thank goodness the Amish aren't trying to get in charge.
No, they don't want to.
The Amish understand.
They don't even vote.
Thank goodness. They understand and respect the country they live in. They respect all those other people around them that, boy, they know those other people are going to hell, but they have their little path, and they're following it quietly. That's the way it should be. More coming back.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. But where oxygen is deficient, disease will thrive. Are you getting enough oxygen? If you spend much time indoors or live in an urban area, you're probably oxygen deficient and don't even know it. This makes you vulnerable to all types of chronic disease, as well as undue emotional stress. Clearly, increasing your body's oxygen level without negative side effects is critical to attaining good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. The Unmedical Miracle Oxygen is a book that will show you safe, easy ways to increase your body's oxygen level. Get it now for just $14.95 with free shipping by clicking the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Show Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And man, with
Saturday Night Edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So plenty of time for your call still, if you make them. And we've been kind of focusing on the puritanical nature of this country, this hour at least, focusing on the crazy law that was proposed for Indiana that would ban gay people and lesbians and straight single people from having medical assistance to have a kid. Then we moved on to the FBI raiding the offices of at least two different porn companies, one of them a hardcore porn producer, somebody that produces videos of some admittedly disturbing stuff. They call themselves Max Hardcore.
I bet it is disturbing stuff.
You can only imagine the kind of stuff that they produce. And then there's the stories site, a text story site, where you read the pornography, and you have to imagine. They shut them down because they have stories that are disturbing and sick. Shouldn't you be free to read things that are disturbing and sick if you'd like to?
I guess.
Are we forcing children at gunpoint to visit these websites?
No.
No! What is the danger here? Who's being offended by these websites? How could someone be offended without going to these sites, consensually visiting these websites, and then even further than that, buying the memberships.
Well, you make a good point. I guess, you know, when you think about it, there's lots and lots of books on killing people. I mean, yeah. You can read murder mysteries all day long.
Not to mention books on how to kill people. How about that?
Yeah.
Anyway, what we were talking about, though, is that if you want to be a free person, the trick is there is a catch. There is a catch to freedom, yeah. And that is you have to allow everybody else to be a free person, too. And that might mean they're going to do something with their freedom that you don't approve of. And you just have to deal with it. And if you don't like it, go away from them. Move away from those people. Ostracize them and shun them. But don't pass laws and force me to pay to lock these people up or pay to have the FBI go and do a no-knock raid on somebody's house so we can shut down their sex stories website. Rich emails in. He says, we've all heard the cliche about what the price of freedom is. In my opinion, that's an empty phrase bandied about by those who know the price of everything and the cost of nothing. While the price of freedom certainly is eternal vigilance, what's its cost? What do you and I have to give up in order to be free, in order to have the liberty that's promised to us by the documents on which our country was founded? He says that we have to give up our penchant for telling others what to do. We have to give up our willingness to submit to those who would tell us what to do. Stop following the bad laws. If somebody passes a law and you think it's wrong, ignore it. That's what I say.
That's what you say.
Yeah, because I'm sick and tired of being told what to do by these officious bureaucrats, these meddling busybodies who have nothing better to do with their time and their lives than to tell other people how to behave. He says, if you want to be free and free to act according
to... There is plenty of precedent to back that up. A lot of times, if politicians pass laws and people just continue to do whatever it is that they pass a law against,
the law will be repealed.
It just disappears.
Or it'll be repealed, yeah. Like they did with Prohibition back in the 20s. He says, if I want to be free to act according to my own will, I must allow you to act according to your own will, even if your will disagrees with mine. If I want to be free to say what I want to say, I must allow you to say what you want to say, even if I despise what you have to say. That's the cost of freedom, and unfortunately, it's a cost that far too many of the apathetic sheeple in our country are unwilling to shoulder. Next hour, we're going to talk diamonds. Yes, indeed. Diamonds, De Beers, manufactured diamonds, and the scam of diamonds. Don't know what that is? We'll tell you about it. Free Talk Live coming back with more.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're